crazy into modeling an experiment of Doppler shift and its spectral broadening for a Bessel beam. The paper will be given by Mr. Liu, and it's come from Mr. Xu, Zhu, and Greenleaf from Mayo Clinic.
Limited diffraction beams, just as previous author said, is a new type of beam, and they have large depth of field. So they could have applications in medical imaging, tissue characterization, and non-destructive evaluation materials. And in a Bessel beam case, the Doppler spectrum broadening is caused by the amplitude modulation of the received signals. This is similar to the amplitude modulation to the radio signals. The motivation of this study is to explain the applications of limited diffraction beams to Doppler ultrasound. Our objective is to study the feasibility and the advantages of the limited diffraction beams, specifically the Bessel beams in Doppler. We use the following method. We study the theory of Bessel beam in Doppler and simulate Doppler spectra of Bessel beam under typical application conditions and verify the theory and the simulation results with experiment. Here's the geometry of the object moving in Bessel beam. Here is a pointer receiver or pointer scatterer. Pointer receiver is corresponding to signals for one-way signal, and a pointer scatterer, the Bessel beam propagated to the scatterer and received also by the same transducer, which is pulse echo mode. And we also consider the smooth line segment moving along the line in velocity vector v, and also consider a line of random scatterers moving also in the line direction. And this random scatter, we assume, is distributed randomly with uniform distribution. And here, theta 1 is a Doppler angle. Here's the result for theory. We obtained the lower and the upper boundary of the spectrum of the Bessel beam with this equation here. Omega C and omega B are represented. Could you focus a little bit? With this formula. And we can see for one way, it's just do not have two, and for two way, we have two here. For one way, we have two, and two ways, four. And from the above equations, we can obtain the Doppler angle and the Doppler velocity from about equations. And here's the simulations we have done to show how the Doppler spectrum of Bessel beam looks like. These figures show the Doppler spectrum of signals received by a pointer receiver and moving at a velocity v equal to 0.3 meters per second and at an angle of 45 degrees Doppler angle. And here are three lines, vertical lines, represent the lower and the upper boundary of the spectrum, and the central line is corresponding to the Doppler shift. And this one is the same as the previous one, but at another angle equal to 60 degrees. On the right-hand side, these two panels corresponding to those of left-hand side. And this is for pulse echo. That means a pointer scatter moving in the Bessel field and get a Doppler spectrum of the pulse echo signal. And in the bottom four panels is are corresponding to the previous four panels. And the difference between these figures is the upper four panels obtained under the condition that received the signal is weighted with a window that is 1 second at a velocity 0.3 meters per second. That means the displacement of the pointer receiver or pointer scatter is 30 centimeters. And in the lower four panel, we use the time window that is 66 milliseconds. That corresponding to about 20 millimeters displacement. And these two figures are simulation results obtained from these are spectrums of the pulse echo signal from a smooth line. The line is moving at a velocity of 0.3 meters per second and at angles from 45 degrees to 90 degrees relative to the beam axis, and with 5 degree increment. We can see the theoretical result and the simulation are corresponding to each other. And this figure is the same as this one. The only difference is we use the 66 millisecond window, time window in the on the received signal. And this one is 1 second. And we can see interesting thing is there's three peaks, the spectrum becomes three peaks. And these three peaks almost exactly coincident to the theoretical calculated lower and upper boundary of the spectrum and the Doppler shift. And this figure shows the result, simulation result from a line of moving randomly moving random scatters. And also, it's moved at 0.3 meters per second. And we use a time window of 66 milliseconds. Because of the scatters are randomly distributed, so its spectrum is random too. So we use a 40 spectrum to average to obtain this result. Now we try to prove our simulation and the theory with experiment. And here's the phantom we made. That is, have a motor here to pull the string, make it move. The string is a normal sewing thread that has about 0.1 millimeters diameter. And the length of the string is about 17 centimeters. Here is the broad diagram of our experiment. Polynomial waveform synthesizer produces tone burst. This tone burst drives the transducer, and the echoes come back from the phantom, from the string, and received by the same transducer and amplified and digitized. Only one data are acquired for each transmission of the tone burst, and the delay are set such that we acquire about the center point of the received the tone burst. Suppose the string does not move, and we will apply the same data, the same value of data over time. However, if the stream moves, and we will see the phase shift of the received Doppler signal. And this Doppler signal can be used to estimate the spectrum by Fourier transform. And here we use another pulse generator to trigger the tone burst at a pulse repetition rate about 2048 Hz. This is the result we obtained from experiment. And here solid line and dotted line corresponding to results, the spectrum of pulse echo signal from the string at two different depths. One is 120 millimeters, the other is 150 millimeters away from the surface of transducer. And the transducer we use is 2.5 megahertz 10 ring Bessel transducer. And we can see these panels corresponding to angles from 45 degrees to 90 degrees in an increment of about 5 degrees. And we can see it has shoulders that are corresponding to the simulation. And these shoulders can be used for estimation of the bandwidth of the spectrum. And here the noise, the broadband signal is come from the electronics noise. And here we use the dB scale, so the noise is, looks high. And but the shoulders is well above the noise, so it's relatively easy to use the bandwidth to estimate the Doppler angle and its velocity. And therefore, we can estimate the velocity vector. And this is the same as the left-hand side one, but obtained with a focused Gaussian beam. The first Gaussian beam is produced by the same transducer, but at a transducer of focal length of 120 millimeters. And also the dotted line, the solid line corresponding to two depths, one is 120, the other is 150 millimeters from the surface of transducer. We can see for the Gaussian beam case, there's more variation of the spectrum over the depth than the Bessel beam case. Here's the result. We try to simulate a parabolic flow in the blood vessel with the spring phantom. And these six panels corresponding to six different velocity set according to the parabolic function. And we can see a different velocity. It's gradually reduced the velocity from the center of the vessel to the wall of vessel, and the frequency shift become less and less. And for simulate such kind of situation, the spectrum from the whole vessel, which contain all the frequency components, we linearly superpose all this result and give a complex spectrum. So it's a challenge to try to estimate the frequency or the velocity components from this complex spectrum and use the inverse by solving the inverse problem. In summary, we can see that Doppler spectrum of Bessel beam have distinct shoulders. This will help to estimate the velocity. And they are less depth dependent and show good agreement between theory and experiment. And in conclusion, from the result, we can see application of Bessel beam to Doppler may improve the estimation of velocity and Doppler angle because existence of the shoulders of the spectrum as compared to the conventional focus beam, and it's intrinsic property of the Bessel beam or other limited diffraction beam that they have large depth of field, so the Doppler spectrum do show less depth dependent. And our future work, we may want to do a study of Doppler spectrum of Bessel beam under medical ultrasound environment, such as short pulses that is required to obtain high actual resolution, and a small number of samples that is used by color flow mapping, which is like for high frame rate. And also the situation existence of partial tide flow that will complicate the Doppler spectrum. And also as dimension flow from the velocity components by solving the inverse problem. Thank you very much.
Time for one question. No question? Okay. Next paper is high-resolution ultrasonic imaging with coded excitation system by Mr. Shen and Mr. Ebini. And Mr. Shen will give a paper.